from 88.5 WXPN FM in Philadelphia and NPR Music, welcome to today's live concert. Broadcasting from World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, today's guest, Rachel Yamagata. Let's go to the stage at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia and join XPN midday host, Helen Light.
And good afternoon. We've got a full house here. From the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, going out live on XPN to our listeners worldwide at xpn.org and npr.org. Welcome to our Friday midday performance. Our guest today will be releasing her third full-length CD on October 11th called Chesapeake. She begins a fall tour on October 24th in Portland, Maine, and returns to the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia on Halloween, October 31st. Thrilled she's here today to celebrate her new music. Please welcome Rachel Yamagata.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
you so much. So we're playing all new songs today, and it's a new group of folks that we're trying these out with, and it's fitting that it should be back here in Philly as the first round out, because I wrote most of these songs about my experience living in Philly, and sort of the sad Slayer is kind, no, but Philly, I really miss it. I was driving in and seeing the skyline, and I was just felt so homesick for it. So it's so nice to see you all, and thank you for coming and supporting and listening. And this is a little preview of what's coming out in 2 weeks, I think, something like that. This next song I wrote like at 4 a.m, and I had found a loop machine, and I was like, I think I should put some rhythm behind my songs, because they're usually like, you know, 12-minute long ballads, and I was like, I'll experiment with a little beat under it. And I felt a little sexy, and it was late, and I had my cats around, and they thought that I looked sexy, so we wrote a little sexy song together, and it's called Starlight, and we're gonna do it right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that was my first time playing electric. What'd you think of that? I tried it a couple of years ago, and then it was so awful. And this time, I'm pretty sure it was awful again, but I feel like if you just own it, if you're like, I own this thing, whatever chord I'm playing, I can't hear it, so I'm sure it's awesome. It's all a new territory for me. So the good thing about this record that's interesting to me is that it's got a little bit of a lightheartedness to it, and it's something I haven't done. I don't really, if you're here and you know me, you know that I don't usually write happy songs, but I wanted to try, or I kind of felt good one day, and I was like, I sort of like wrote it. The only reason I've never released happy songs is because they sound fake for me. You know, it's like she's not happy, she's never happy. She might be wasted and then she's happy, but like no. So this one I was happy with because it is sort of lighthearted and weekender. We call it the scone song because it sort of makes you want to like go for a drive and pick up some cranberry scones and a coffee. And so I'm really hoping it gets placed in a lot of TV shows because I think it would suit a lot of general scenes, especially if there's something taking place at a coffee house on a Saturday morning, and that's what it's called. So here we go.
Saturday morning, and we got on it. Baby, I've been missing you in the strongest way. All of the days of the week, you've come down to this. Just kiss me, we'll be okay. There's no one around here that I would miss more if you went away. It's a little love, it's a little soul. It's a little love, it's a little love. Another day to start making up. Oh, baby, just look how lucky we got. It's a little, It's a little luck. It's a little soul. Oh, 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 oh. It's a little.
Thank you so much. So this next one has a little symbolism to it, but I haven't figured out what the symbolism is. I wrote it with a friend of mine, Mike Viola, who's going to be opening for this tour. We'll be back on Halloween, actually, so you get to see him play. And he's just amazing, and he's a fabulous writer, and we really connect when we sit down and write together. And we wrote this song, and I was in Venice Beach, California with a demo of it, and I was on my headphones, and I'm like, I just want to enjoy the sunset, and I'll walk to the water. No one's around. I'm like, wow, what a beautiful song we wrote. And I was like getting carried away with like, you know, nice job. It was kind of nice. And I see this thing in the ocean like coming towards me in the waves, and I'm like, what's that? And I look at it, and literally it just lands and deposits itself right in front of me, and it's a dead baby whale. And I'm like, is this a bad sign? I mean, like, first listen to the song, and here's the dead baby whale delivered to you, Rachel. Take that. Try and figure that one out. But anyways, that is sort of like, that is what I think of when I play this song, Dead Baby Whales. Hopefully you will get a better piece of imagery to work off of, but.
If you'd only let me, I could show you how to love. Take our time, let it all go. And if you'd only let me, I could show you how to cry. In your darkest hour, I would lead you through the fire. But you won't let me. You won't let me. I don't want to say goodbye. I just want to give it one more try. And I'd do anything. Yes, I'd do anything. If you only let me. With your hand in mine, I would show you. Nothing heavy, nothing serious. Just forget about all that. You've been stepping by. I wanna be your friend. Tear down the walls that surround you and build you back up again. But you won't let me. You won't let me. I don't.
XPN, XPN.org, and NPR.org. We've got our live midday concert broadcasting from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Our guest today has a new CD coming out October 11th. It's Chesapeake. She'll be back in Philadelphia and actually starting a tour October 24th, back here in Philadelphia October 31st. We're thrilled that our guest is with us today. Rachel Yamagata.
So this next one, I figured I would try and write a little like autobiographical song about my life because I met someone and he was like, you know, you're kind of funny sometimes and people think that you're very dark and depressed and don't be afraid of the lighthearted part of your life in your music. And I thought that was an interesting thing. And sort of forgot about it and rebelled against it. And then later on, it crept up on me, and I wrote this next one with just sort of very straightforward personal lyrics that represent who I am and what I do on a daily basis. It's not all Christmas lights, you know, so it's just, for those radio in Radioland, you're missing the amazing stage decor of 199 Target Christmas lights strewn over umbrellas. Does this look like a jellyfish? Because I was like, yeah, a little bit, right? Because I was like, it looks like Christmas pinks, you know, I'm not like going for the Asian theme thing with the lanterns, but I need something portable and like, you know, easy to set up that packs a punch. So I did this and I'm like, sort of looks like a jellyfish. And we recorded this at Chesapeake Bay and we swam with jellyfish, and it's coming on the holidays in a couple of months. Like, maybe it, I don't know. Anyways, this is called The Way It Seems to Go.
Thank you.
I'm embarrassed to say I need a little cheat sheet for this next one. Because I decided that I wrote all these songs that were too low for my voice, so I figured out that the key of F sharp is like great for my voice, and the most scary key for me to play piano in, so I need a little notation. And I recently spilled my drink on it. I think it's a clear sign that I need to get off book for these songs because you never know what's going to happen. How you doing, Philly? Are you good? Oh, I miss you. I do. There's so many people that I love here, and you guys, I love playing this venue. X-Ban is just filled with beautiful, beautiful folks who have been so kind to me, so it's a good day to be back. All right, this is sort of another happy song, actually, but it's got a sad overtone. It's like you hear it and you're like, so sad, but then you look at the lyrics and you're like, kind of hopeful, kind of happy, so got a little twist to it. Yes, I'm ready.
Been a city boy at heart. I've always loved the other life lying underneath the stars. I need the space you only find on the back room. you're the only thing that feels like home. Baby, it's just a mile zone apart. Just miles on a car. I only need a map of where you are. There'll never be a place that is too far. I want my legacy to read. Ooh, she did her best to give her love all that was needed. Best things in life don't come for free. But I'll go the distance if it brings you back.
Thank you so much. This is Oliver Krauss. He is the most amazing cellist, string player, general arranger, and all-around guy that I've met so far. And I just love him to death, and I'm sure you've seen him many, many times with many, many big acts, and he's kind enough to join the small acts every now and then and play with me, but I just, some of these, there are some string arrangements on this record that Ollie did all of them, and we were just weeping, and if I can get the chords right, maybe you will weep too, and if not, I'll be weeping because I didn't get them right and I missed out on this beautiful opportunity.
figured out they're just a fraud, a blank charade, some bluffing hand. It's been well played, a bleeding mess, a passing fool, a lucky dog that's getting by on nothing promising or true. If you forgive me my mask, I'll never tell a soul you weren't full on, full on, full on. No, I'll never tell a soul you've been faking it for so long. And ain't everyone afraid being figured out? There's all these answers I don't know. Why do you think I don't keep you close? And who gives you the right to sneak inside my lovely shelter? It's much safer to forget her if you never even known her so far. Never tell a soul you weren't full on, full on, full on. No, I never tell a soul you've been faking it for so long. There'll be an honesty you'll never get to know. So many parts of me I'd never want to show. As I go, and you know I can't be so different than you. At least I hope this to be true. Oh, I will never tell a soul you weren't full on, full on, full on. No, I'll never tell a soul you've been faking.
On the cello, so beautiful. Aaron Ficca on drums, joining us for the first time today. Dan Carlisle on the bass guitar. John Alesia on a little bit of everything, the producer of the forthcoming album, Chesapeake. And my dear friend, we have one more for you. Thank you so, so much for being so kind. It's been a while and was very nervous, and you've just been so beautiful. Really appreciate it.
searching for forever. I played that record all night. You were at the last song. I set it off. Even though it skipped a bit, it sounded better. I never knew the only way to listen to a record like that is to play it through. But all of this means nothing. Yeah, all of this means nothing.
Found a way to love me, who I am, the way you and I.
Thank you so much.
Rachel Yamagata. The new album, Chesapeake, comes out October 11th. Our guest today, broadcasting live from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia at xpn.org and npr.org. And she kicks off her tour October 24th in Portland, Maine. And I'm wondering if we can get one more song. Let's get Rachel back out here. Rachel Yamagata.
Here's an oldie.
If I could take you away, pretend I was me, what would you say? Would you think I ever cause everybody's got their way I should feel.
Oh,
Rachel Yamagata. The new album, as I said, comes out October 11th, called Chesapeake. Joining us today for our midday concert, go to our website at xpn.org. It will connect you to Rachel's website. Check our website for more information about next Friday's midday performance with the Mekons. So sign up. Details at 885 WXPN Philadelphia, xpn.org, npr.org. Have a great weekend. Go Phillies. So again.